Welcome, guys, to today's Encore Show. This is the 4th of July. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you're having a safe one. Hope it's a beautiful thing. Hope springs eternal. Bob Hope, anything that has hope in it, I want you to have it, not in you necessarily, because that sounds... Move on, Phil. Yeah. So get yourself a... Oh, I already did the promo. Get yourself a seat and sit down and listen to today's Encore Show from July 19th of last year. Dr. Ed Elcott and Gloria Grover confront Gloria's son, Larry Grover, over his inflammatory accusations. Woo! And Bob Green writes an advertising jingle for Fraser Foods. This ought to be groovy. This ought to be good. This ought to be something that you like in your neighborhood. How about that, bud?
All right, yeah. Yeah.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Me, I'm Bud Dickman.
And it's the General Galen Shawla with Margaret Gray. Here, then, is Mr. Henry. What are you looking at, man? Well, you don't look all that good.
You don't, Phil.
We partied Saturday night, I will confess.
Yeah, you partied. You went out and Mr. Roland and everybody, you know.
God, if whatever's wrong with me, man, is double with you. You can't even get it out.
Well, I understood what the kid was saying, basically.
Was spaying?
Yeah, you're kind of wrecked too, General.
I'm fine. He was saying you partied it up with Olander and the other guys, right? Yeah, we went up to the LAFC football game, the soccer match, whatever you choose to call it, at Bank of California Stadium. We watched LAFC defeat Real Salt Lake 2-1. All right, yeah. What, you guys aren't...
It's a little hard to get, you know, a bit jazzed for soccer.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I am.
Phil, there's something wrong with you. You just went,
Here's what's going on. We partied pretty extensively on Saturday night. Joe is Don's son, my godson, lives downtown there in the new millennial-friendly, I'm fine, the new millennial-friendly, Gen Z-friendly downtown lofts and apartments sections and stuff there on Grand.
You've been talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they put in a whole new residential area there in the downtown area just north of the stadium. So we hung out with him and his buddy and who bet the over on the over-under and didn't make it. It was three. What was it? Well, never. I shouldn't even say.
Oh, Phil.
Just never mind. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, got in kind of late. We got in on Saturday night and then we wound up hanging out via FaceTime with Jackie and Pam, Don's wife, and the three of us were all just yakking. But then this morning, I got up super early. I mean, yesterday morning, Sunday morning. Take it easy, bud.
Yeah, but you're just hammering at it. You're not
striking it solid, Phil. You're just going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not a real good
hand motion.
Yeah, I got your hand motion, Jack, swinging.
What?
Anyway, so got up early to watch the end of the Tour de France, which was culminating there in Gay Paris. And they came down to Champs-Élysées, and it was a beautiful thing. And Mark Cavendish was trying to get that sprint going so he could get the stage win. Couldn't do it, but it was fantastic. We got it super early for that. Not super early. We got actually 7:30 LA time commenced that.
Now, they had that later than they usually do for the ratings, right?
I guess.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you're talking about the Tour de France. No one knows from that, Phil. Well, guess what? I'm talking about it anyway, okay?
Yeah, okay, Phil. Yeah, Mr. General, we're just trying to be relatable.
I'm relatable. Don't worry. So 7:30 is a later start than usual. Usually during the week, you'd have to get up at 3 o'clock because they were, you know, rocking and rolling around 11, 12 o'clock in France for the Tour de France. It's really exciting. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I think you might like it. Great sightseeing from your living room. You look at the countryside of France rolling by. You're looking at, on Sunday, I should say, when they went into Paris, they rode, part of the race went right through the Louvre, right through the,
what do you mean right through the Louvre?
Not through the building, but it went through the courtyard there where that pyramid is.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, but it was very respectful, and then they rolled on toward the Arc de Triomphe, which is where they wound up. So, I don't know, man. I you know, maybe it's because, as I mentioned, and I won't mention it anymore, General,
we all know about the trip to China. Oh, my God.
But that's why I got into cycling, because of that trip. Anyway, welcome to the program here, Phil. Anyway, welcome to the program here.
He's messing up, man.
You are, Phil.
Yeah. I just said, welcome to the program, Phil. I meant to say, welcome to the program here, the Phil Henry Show, for this Monday, the 19th of July, 21. And I'm going to be going to Florida on the 31st through the 10th, 31st of July through the 10th to hang out with young Jacqueline. And, you know, she's trying to get the house together before she sells it, because this is a massively major move.
Now, you've been, you know, but no, wait a minute. I'm going to ask a couple questions here.
I told him not to get prying.
Well, I'm not going to get too busybody, but you guys have been together now since when?
Since around February of last year.
February last year, and you're still sitting there spanking away.
But I'm not spanking away at anything.
Well, when are you bringing her out of here?
When she sells the house, clown. How many times I got to tell you that?
Clown. Clown. Not Mr. Dickman. Not Captain. Not Sir. Clown.
Okay, Captain Bly. We'll be right back.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Captain Bly Lollipops. Stick it in your mouth. Smile all the live long day.
Aye, Captain Bly Lollipops.
They're in the frozen fool section. I'm only kidding. The frozen food section. Ow. And by
the Larry Grover Juggling Service. Hello, everyone. This is Gloria Grover. I'm Larry's mother. Larry's been working hard the last few months learning how to juggle. And you can hire Larry to juggle in your bar, in your restaurant, or wherever you serve customers and hope for big tips. Larry will teach your food servers and your bartenders how to juggle. And next thing you know, all kinds of cash on the bar. Not
Godmother.
The Larry Grover Juggling Services.
I'm only kidding. You could make a pretty penny.
And welcome back now to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Here that is Phil. Thanks a lot, General. And joining us right now on our newsmaker line from Culver City, California, is Dr. Ed Elcott. Unusual to have this gentleman on as a guest, and especially over at Venn's Gym there in Culver City. But he's with us, and Dr. Elcott, first of all, it's great to talk to you. Great to have you with us.
Phil, thank you. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. I don't believe I have been a guest. Gloria Grover is with us because of the familial subject matter that we're going to be talking about. But before I do anything, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the support you've given not only to myself, but to Elcott, the next step, and all of us at Wampaw University, making every effort to make this a more livable world for you and for me.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate that. This is, as you mentioned, very, very personal, very familial. And it has to do with Larry. Larry Grover is on our other line, right, Bud?
Yeah, I got Mr. Grover on line 6 if you want me to jump on with him right now.
Not right now, no.
Mother, it's Larry, and I just told it.
I said not right now, Bud.
Oh, sorry.
Gloria Grover is also with us. Gloria, are you there?
I'm here, Phil, yes.
Okay. Perhaps Ed could start off, and then you can fill us in, Gloria.
All right, go ahead, Ed. Make it as acceptable, I suppose.
It's okay, Gloria. I've got it.
All right, you got it. If you got it, then get it.
I got it.
Okay, folks, let's start off as friends.
No, we are friends. Gloria and I are see eye to eye on this. Perhaps not as how I'm going to how I'm. It's funny how nervous I get when I talk about this topic, Phil. Gloria and I agree. Perhaps not on how I gun talk about it.
We agree. Ed's very nervous, and sometimes he gets a little bit of dumb tongue.
It has been a problem with me and my family as well. I understand you have one other person on your program, Phil?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bobby Dooley, doesn't she have dumb tongue?
Yeah, sure, she's got dumb tongue. Whatever.
Well, I mean, it is a real...
It's a valid illness. My family...
You're telling me that your family suffers from Florida dirt fever.
I don't know. We don't know what is that. Is that what the...
That's what we were told by Bobby was the instigator of dumb tongue. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, you see, when you laugh, Phil, and I know that you have an audience there that enjoys you laughing, and I do too, Phil. From time to time, I enjoy listening to you laugh.
Gotta pick it up.
And I like... Who said that?
Hold on for just a moment, Bud. It's okay. Go ahead, Doctor.
As I was saying... I enjoy, you know what? Never mind.
I've got it. Ed is feeling a little put out because of what Larry Dunn did.
No, I got. You've got. Speaking of dumb tongue.
Okay, I'm going to have to tell the audience then.
No. Let me do it. Basically, it's this, and I think your audience may be familiar with the fact that Larry had come into the house one afternoon and then knocked on his mother's bedroom door and opened it and then proceeded to tell you and your audience, describing the scene that he saw, which was completely inaccurate, which was absolutely unfair of him, and which has shamed and embarrassed his mother. And it is something that has now followed us into our ELCOT The Next Step seminars that we do in different cities around the country, Phil. When I have people coming up to me and putting their hand over their mouths and giggling a little bit and saying, aren't you the guy that dot, dot, dot?
Okay, let me ask, and be as specific as you can.
I'll handle it.
Do it tastefully.
What I'm referring to, Phil, was when Larry was on your program and said directly that he'd walked into his mother's bedroom and saw us in an intimate act with a part of my anatomy going up and down, and the part that I resented, the part that I resented, that Glory resented, was that he saw his mother on, quote, all fours, looking back with a leer on her face as he walked in. This could not have been further from the truth. A lie, I think, would be, calling it a lie, I think, would be giving it dignity it doesn't deserve. It is a scurrilous and craven misstatement of what was seen.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to just interrupt, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, but please, I've got notes here, Phil, they're rather copious.
I want to follow up with some of my notes as well, Phil, because this has called into disrepute a wonderful bunch of people who have helped people at ELCOT The Next Step.
I understand, but just so the audience knows, Larry said that he walked in, he saw your blank going up and down, and his mother on all fours. I don't remember the.
Larry said that I was looking back at Ed with a some sort of an oily leer on my face, is the way he put it. And Larry said, and then mother's eyes fell on me, and I saw her sort of chuckle. And this is the kind of slander that I cannot let go.
So we came on the program to tell all those who are devotees of ELCOT The Next Step. I'm also speaking directly to Overlord Lefty Shuggins, as well as Overlord Hirschberg, and Overlord Huggy Boy, and Overlord Cookie Monster. All of these people...
I got to jump in. Overlord Cookie Monster, what are these names?
Excuse me, but I'm not...
Let him finish. The Overlords have rather... They're street names, right?
I don't know if you call them street names. These are names... The Overlords have a certain name classification. I don't want to get into it.
We're talking, Phil, here about something else.
Yes, and I'm speaking...
All right, go ahead.
I'm speaking directly to the Overlords when I say this was a misstatement. Now, I know that we're going to have to listen to Larry misstate reality here in a moment, but I wanted you to hear it from us first. At no time was I... was my rear end... I'll say it.
Well, you're going to have to say that...
At no time was my rear end going up and down, and his mother... If you think about it, what position could we have been in where the rear end goes up and down and his mother's on all fours? It doesn't. Well...
If I was laying on my stuff, well...
Okay, I get it. You know, this is making you look worse, not better.
Who's talking?
Margaret Gray is talking right now, Gloria. It's making you look bad.
Well, Margaret, I'll keep my own counsel on that. What do you mean it's making me look worse?
You were laying on your stomach, not on all fours.
I'm trying to make sense out of what this kooky cat...
Gloria, don't go beatnik, because now people think you're just some kind of slut in tight...
Ow! All right, Ed, you go over. You just...
Okay, whatever you did is not acceptable. I'm hanging this phone up.
All right, I'm sorry. Never mind.
What just happened to you?
Never mind, Phil. I'm fine. Now, is Larry there?
Get Larry up here.
Yes, Mr. Grover.
Hey, Phil, Larry Grover here. It sounds like you're over at Venman's gym there, Dr. ELCOT. What is that, in training to try to, beat me up or something?
No, Larry, that's ridiculous. I'm over here working out. Your mother is here. She's just keeping me company. And then we were going to go and have a lousy hamburger over here at the Culver Lanes. What's it to you?
Well, I'll tell you this, Dr. ELCOT, to say that it was a craven misstatement, I walked into that bedroom that night.
Did you walk in or did you knock on the door, Larry?
I knocked on the door, Mother. You know full well I knocked. I said, Mother, I'm here. I brought the bundt cake, and I've got the extra frosting.
And that's when I looked back, and the thought in my mind was, yeah, Bud Cake, you know.
Okay, so you were on your knees.
I do not remember being on my knees.
And then I saw Dr. Elcott's, I'll say it, his ass going up and down. Phil, thank you very much for hanging up on him.
No, we didn't hang up on him. I just want you.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You go and ass and everything going up and down and everything. Yeah. You got pictures? Give me the phone. Larry.
Yes, Phil. I'm sorry. I apologize. But that's what I remember. Larry, I want to say this, if I may. People are coming up to me at our seminars. People are coming up to the Wompets. Those are the young ladies that travel with Elcott the Next Step. Devotees and teachers and initiates. They're coming up to us at our cavalcades of fun. They're coming up to us at our festivals of light, and they're asking, were you in that bedroom, and were you blankety blank blank blanking with an overlord, Gloria Grover?
And I'm, thank God I'm there, and I can tell them what transpires between Ed and me is love, and nothing more than love.
All right, Larry, how do you respond? And please watch your language.
I apologize. I respond this way. I don't doubt there's love between you and Dr. Elcott, Mother, but I saw what I saw, and it traumatized me, maybe for the rest of my life, to walk in on some man, and there's my mother on all fours looking back at me like, say now, what a nutty place. You know it.
I didn't do that.
You know you did. And all I wanted to say was, Mother, the bun cake's ready. And
the look on my face was...
Your mother was anticipating the bun cake. Excuse me, Dr. Elcott, I'll speak to my own mother if you don't mind, okay? I just wanted to say... I'll speak to my own mother. Well, Mother?
When I heard you say...
You have to watch the language, Gloria.
Don't tell me I'm an overlord, punk.
Sorry.
When I heard you say the bun cake is ready, I looked back... And the drool you saw wasn't because I was necessarily enjoying the sex act. It was because I was looking forward to the butt cake. And the proof is, and Dr. Elcott must tell the truth here, or he'll get leveled six ways to sunset, that when you came in and said the butt cake is ready, Dr. Elcott lost his erection. Didn't you?
Oh, boy.
Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And he lost his erection because he knew that I had far more interest in bun cake than anything that he was laying down.
Well, thank you very much for that, Larry. And thank you, Gloria.
Don't do it. Don't start whining like a little girl there, Ed. Or the next thing you know, it's Leveltown. Leveltown, Pennsylvania, population 1.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you go suck a fat man's...
Just as level. Get a cold compress. Shuggy, get a bucket of water.
All right, it sounds like Dr. Elcott just got leveled by Gloria Grover because he had was insolent.
Yeah, insolent. Told my mother. He goes, suck a fat man's ass.
Larry, I'm telling you, I'll level you too. Even though you can't technically be leveled, I'll find a way. I'll find some bylaw in the overlord covenants. You'll see, and then you'll know.
All right, this is ridiculous. So, is Dr. Elcott, is he there?
Got drag lift. Go ahead, Ed.
I got drag lift, you know. So, this is what happens. This is what happens when I get leveled.
Apparently, Dr. Elcott has been leveled so much, the only thing that happens to him now is he gets drag lip.
What is drag lip?
That's when the lip just begins to sag, right, Dr. Elcott?
Effectively, yes, the lip is sag. But one fact remains, it will always remain, that Larry Grover walked into that bedroom that night and didn't see anything anymore than his mother and I making out. Maybe I was feeling her up, shit.
Oh, good one, Ed. Great. You weren't having sex, but you were feeling me up? What an asshole, man. Boy, that's too bad.
Oh, no. No!
May I ask at this juncture just exactly what is getting proved here?
That's a good question. What exactly is the point? Dr. Elcott, what's the point?
What's the point? I got my ass leveled here a couple of times. Here's the point, Mr. Henry. The point is that Larry Glover has slandered Elcott the Next Step. We're talking about my ass. Go up and down.
I'll do it, Ed, because you sound like a gibbering, maniacal squirrel. The point, Phil, is that Elcott the Next Step has been slandered and slendered and slathered, which is a cross between slandered and libeled. It's been slibeled, is what's happened.
And all right, so it's been slibeled. What does that mean?
Who was that?
That's General Shaw.
General Shaw.
So it's been slibeled. What does that mean? So what, people have some high estimation of Elcott the next step. Now they find out that Dr. Elcott's rear end was going up and down. And now what, they think less?
They're coming up to Ed at our confabs and conclaves. They're saying, was that your ass going up and down? I can't have it, I tell you.
I'd love to think so. And we tried to get Larry to understand that, and he didn't want to do it.
Larry, what do you say to all of this?
What do I say to all of it? You heard the relationship the two of them have. My mother is ready to level Dr. Elcott at the least little infraction, and I know what I saw. And, you know, if you don't want me talking about it, Dr. Elcott, don't have sex with my mother in my home with the ass going up and down.
I've never, ever been spoken to this way. I've never been spoken to the other way, too. I've never been spoken to this way. There's a lot of ways I haven't been spoken to, but that way, and I'll tell you this, and Gloria, if you're telling me that I lost my erection,
you know full well that when Larry walked in and said, butt cake's on, all of a sudden I could feel just went, ew!
Oh boy, you don't have any, you have no shame at all in pulling that stuff on me. Okay.
Oh, Ed, don't be a hurt little boy, okay? Look at him. Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Well, there you go, Larry. You happy?
Mother, I'll tell you this. If it rids you of the need to be associated with... the only reason why the guy's sleeping with you is because he wants to get overlord status.
Well...
Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Hold on. Somebody at the door.
Yeah?
Candy Graham.
Hello?
I'm Dr. Elcott. How are you feeling now?
Oh, my God! So somebody tell me, what happened?
I don't know. Is Larry there?
Yeah, Larry? Larry. Now the line went dead.
All right, so Ed went over there to kick his ass.
What? So you're still at the gym?
I'm at the gym right now. I'm going to get on the leg machine. Hold on for just a minute, Phil. Put about 100 pounds in there, will you, Maxie? Yeah. That felt good.
Good luck to you, Gloria.
What does that mean, good luck to me?
You're going to need it. With those two wigged out people in your life, and Dr. Elcott now beating up your son.
Oh, he never laid a hand on him.
How do you know that?
Because I know. Ed wouldn't raise his hand to my son. He knows what'll happen to him. He probably scared him. Probably showed him his penis. Thanks a lot. Oh, here's Ed now. Where are we going for coffee? Ed, come on. Where are we going for coffee?
Dr. Ed Elcott and Gloria Grover, and that looks like some sort of a mounting family scandal, but nothing that we need to worry ourselves about.
I think that a lot of it sounds like a bunch of hooey. Like they haven't been on your show lately, and they decided to cook something up so they could get a little, you know, love on your show. What do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, I talked to them this afternoon. And they said it had become an issue with people talking to them at the confabs.
Oh, my rear end, the confabs. What is that supposed to mean?
They go around the country initiating people into Elcott the next step, and apparently people are walking up to him and saying, so we heard about your rear end going up and down.
You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. I'd rather not.
Yeah, you'd like to see it, wouldn't you?
I'm going to bury my fist.
Bud, just be quiet, okay, before she kills you.
God!
All right, folks, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with grocer Bob Grain. He's got a new advertising jingle he wants to try out.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Grain from Fraser Foods reminding you that a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show is what Phil calls a subscription to his website. And if you get that backstage pass, you can hear the thousands and thousands of hours that I, frankly, came on his program and made... you know, an ass out of myself, and I say that I'm not proud of that, nor is it anything that I'm really happy to tell you about, but I can't do anything about it. Phil owns the rights to this. I was dumb enough to come on the... Jesus.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show featuring Bob Green, Jay Santos, everybody, every nut that's ever been on the Phil Henry Show. Get those subscriptions now, and you'll get 45-plus thousand hours of all the nuts and the half-baked weird-asses what he's had on his show.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. For a month or for a year, the best value online other than porn. At philhenryshow.com.
All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico, Southern California. Great to have all you guys with us. Robert Green is joining us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park right now. And it was an interesting conversation I had with Bob over the weekend. You know, we were talking, Bob, and you were expressing an interest. You know that Ted Bell has a jingle, and I think it's probably noticeable. A lot of people have followed you on our show and are, you know, patrons of your store and your stores are probably wondering, where's your jingle? You know, where is your...
Where is the identifying commercial branding of our show, of our store?
Yeah, and then you told me that you'd been working on the song.
I've been working on something, and I asked a couple of folks who are working the floor to come on up the office here and tell me what they think. You know, Ted Bell has his jingle. A lot of people have music or what you call jingles. You're in the advertising game, Phil. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, these are songs that people hopefully will start humming when they think of your store.
There you go. That I remember, Phil, when you were a kid, what was it?
Well, I was telling Bob that there was a jingle. Stanley Chevrolet was a two blocks south of the Santa Ana Freeway. There was a song.
Right, and Pete Ellis Dodge is another one.
Pete Ellis Dodge, yeah. If you got a really hooky and catchy little jingle, people remember it. I think Ted's of Beverly Hills, I think that's, you know, pretty catchy.
Right, well, I don't want to spend all afternoon talking about his jingle, so...
Well, what have you got, Bob?
Well, I've got something here, and I'm not saying it's perfect, but it hopefully is something that will grab people and we can build it into something. Bob Green at Fraser Foods keeps the meat fresh as can be. Bob Green at Fraser Foods keeps your greens as green as can be. Now, I know it's not perfect, but what I'm trying to do is give it a melody that is memorable.
So, can you sing that again, Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Would you like me to help you with it?
No, I'd rather not, Margaret, because I don't have the greatest singing voice in the world, but I think it needs to be rendered in and I know you've got a nice voice, but I, as Ted Bell is out front, I want to be a little out front.
Yeah, but Ted doesn't sing his own jingle.
No, I know Ted doesn't sing his own jingle. I'm not, what I'm trying to say is, Ted's of Beverly Hills, Bob Green, my name is not on my store, it's Fraser Foods. Ted's of Beverly Hills has his name on it. So when people think of Ted's of Beverly Hills, they think of him. When people think of Fraser Foods, they're not thinking of me.
Yeah, but are you just, you want people to think of you?
What is this, Phil? People...
Wait, hold on, Bud. Bud's question's pretty good, though. Do you want people to start identifying Fraser Foods with your name?
Well, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right, so it's Bob, maybe Bob Green's Fraser Foods.
No, I don't want to do that because we already have Fraser Foods. But in the jingle, let me sing it for you again.
I like the melody, Bob.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens as green as can be. So,
I like the there's a sort of an arcing, almost operatic, Bob Green.
Yeah, well... You could, if you wouldn't mind, Ms. Gray, if you could sing it, if you were, from what you remember the melody, please don't make it too operatic, though.
Well, this is what I got. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens fresh as can be.
Yeah, okay, but not fresh as can be. Keeps your greens as fresh as can be.
All right.
But you need to be more, it needs to be more arcing. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meat as fresh as can be.
You said meat.
I mean meats. Keeps your meats as fresh as can be. And then this is the big part here. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens fresh as can be.
Well, you just said fresh as can be. You didn't say as fresh.
Because I said it about the greens. The meat keeps your meat as fresh as can be because I don't want anybody confusing me with Ted Bell with I want to stick it in the mouth. I shouldn't say.
All right. Okay, we don't need to go there.
All right, so you're trying to get it so it's like that soaring, like Bob Green, like that?
That wasn't bad, bud. Do that again.
All right. Bob Green.
Wait a minute. I'm the sick. Hold on, Margaret. Let him just try it.
Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps the meat as fresh as could be.
No, not keeps the meat. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keeps your meats as fresh as can be.
Yeah, you can say your meats, but I'd rather keeps the meats as friends. No, okay, you can say your.
That's because that's what I thought I heard you say. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens as fresh as can be.
I like it. I didn't like the whole key. I don't like the sob and the voice thing. Can you keep that out?
I think you need it. I think it needs that expression.
Okay. Well, you know, oh boy, get a load of this. I got a guy over here.
Okay, Bob, we're talking to the audience right now.
I'm sorry.
So do you like Bud's rendering?
I thought it was good, Bud, but the whole Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your... I think it's too hillbilly.
My words exactly. It's a little hillbilly, Bud.
But you need that. You need that to relate to the people and to get on the level of the people.
What are you talking about? Why, you got to get that sing-songy Slim Whitman thing going?
Who?
Let me try it. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meat as fresh.
You said meat.
I mean, keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
So you put the sob in the voice there.
That's right. That's what I wanted to do.
He's just giving it a try, General.
All right.
Let me do it again. Bob Green of...
Wait, here. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
I got it. I don't want to do it. Bob Green of Fraser... A Fraser food.
And then it goes, keeps your meats as fresh as can be, you know?
No, it doesn't. Not until it gets to the greens part.
Yeah, don't do the sob in the voice till you hit the greens part.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much, Mitch Miller.
Who's Mitch Miller?
Now, just go ahead and do it. Who's doing it?
Who's doing it?
Are you singing the song?
Are you singing the song? Yes, I am.
Look, would you people knock it off? Putting oil on it and spending hours at a time with it. Just do it.
What is he talking about?
Let's sing the song, Bob.
Okay. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green. See what I'm saying there, Bob? I'm not saying, you don't go, Bob. You go, Bob Green. You know.
Oh, I've got, hold on, let me try it. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
Well... I don't, Margaret, I think you got a lovely voice, but I don't think you're quite, I need to go, Bob, you almost have to say Bob, you know?
All right, this is getting a little asinine, man. I mean, basically what we're trying to do is just brand the store in a positive way by trying out this jingle, right?
What do you mean asinine? This is important to me, okay?
All right, let me try one more time here. Bob Green's of Fraser Foods.
Bud, you know what? The more you do it, the more it grows in me. I think Bud has it. I really do.
Yeah, we'll decide. Go ahead, Bud.
Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
What?
Wait a minute. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens as fresh as can be.
I don't know.
That sounds exactly the way you wanted it, Green. Stone, you know what? By the way, can't you do a play on that?
Play on what?
You know, keeps your greens... Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens, and Green himself is fresh as can be. Something like that.
What?
I think it's good.
What are you guys laughing at? General, it's very clumsy that way.
Wait. Bob Green of Fraser Food.
Don't put too much of a weepy sound in it.
I think you need it, man. I think you need that dramatic inflection. Bob Green of Fraser Food.
It sounds like you're bawling, man. Like someone just put a nail gun right up there. I don't know.
Okay, look, Bob. So the essential point here, though, is that you're looking for a sound that is soulful, heartfelt, and brands the store with your name.
Exactly. So Bob Green of and I like the melody too. Margaret, what do you think?
I think the melody's very nice. I do. It's grown on me. I like Bob Green. I know you don't like the way I do it.
No, it's good. Give it a try.
I would say it would be like this. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens as fresh as can be.
Wow.
That was an interesting take.
That was interesting. Do that again.
I was thinking, Bob Green of Fraser, foo woo 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 woo. keeps you green, says... See what I'm saying? You give it a little of a pep step.
I like the way, I like the whole keeps you green. Well, see, that's the great thing about the collaborative effort, Phil. I bet you didn't think I was an artist on account of... You probably think I'm just some guy with an apron, some guy shuffling out to someone's car with a bag.
No, Bob, I have never thought that of you.
All right, I never knew if I really had your respect, because I've always... I felt I always had an artistic bent.
I think you've got a good jingle there, and, you know, I think it could definitely be a great brand for the show, I mean, for your store.
Well, who was the guy that did the... jingle for Tent?
That was Eric Hester, man. That was a lot of years ago. I don't know if Eric still has a studio or not, but you could contact him. I did a great job for Ted, and although now his price has probably gone up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, what do you expect, Green? I mean, down to the years, you know? Time is, money is time, time, whatever they say.
Yeah, here it's Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your beets as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your... Oh, wait, I messed it up. You know...
Well, I don't need you going, Bob. I think that sounds like you're just weeping your way through the jingle like the food we've got, man, is no good. No good at all. And I don't want people bawling through it.
I think what Bud's going for is this. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be.
All right, Jesus H.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, that's very good, but I gotta get going.
All right, Margaret, that was really nice. Well, I can put it on tape for you if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Put that on tape. Put it on tape and mail it to.
Well, Frank will call you. Get the information.
What? Who am I calling?
Bob Green.
Oh, her.
Yeah, call me and get my information.
All right, Bob, good luck to you. Best of luck in getting that jingle done. I like the melody. I think everybody's sold on the melody. Bob Green of Fraser Foods.
Why don't you try it, Phil?
Do you want me to put the
sob in the voice?
Yeah, but don't overdo it.
Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your... Wait, meats?
Yeah, keeps your meats. Don't singularize it, for God in heaven, don't do that.
Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps your greens as fresh as can be.
That blue.
No, my version, I think.
Yeah, my version and Mrs. Gray's version.
Get that over to me, Bob Green, in care of Fraser Foods. I deliver a load once a week to Ted. I'm kidding about that, Ted. No, send it to him.
We'll get it off here. Thank you very much, Bob.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Remember, Bob Green of Fraser Foods keeps... I was going to say beat your meat. Beat your...
Bob Green, folks, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, kicking off another stellar week. Yeah!
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
All right, don't forget to go to our merch store and get yourself some Phil Henry merch for the summer. It's the summer months. Put some on your head, put some on your back, put some on your
ass.
That's right, put the Phil Henry Show brand on your ass today. Well, I didn't mean it quite like that, you know. No, not at all. Hope you all had a really good weekend. What did I just say?
Oh, you went, holy God.
Hope you had a good weekend. We got a great week ahead. We're going to make it, man. We got to make it. And it's going to be beautiful at the end of the road. That's really kind of a... It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said end of the road. It'll be a beautiful thing, man, once we hit the end of the stage, you know.
End of the stage.
It's a Tour de France thing, you know. Very timely, Phil.